sadness. That's anger.
What?
This is disgust. And that's fear. We're Riley's emotions. These are Riley's memories. They're mostly happy, you'll notice, not to brag.
I wanted to maybe hold one.
What happened?
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Inside Out.
There have been two animated mega hits this summer, but only one has grabbed such massive critical acclaim that it's already considered a contender for the 2015 Best Picture Oscar. That's right, the big one, not simply the award for Best Animated Feature. Last week, I covered the frothy, disposable one in Minions, but today I'll talk about the critics' darling, Inside Out. Does director Peter Doctor's latest deserve all the wildly enthusiastic praise? For the most part, absolutely yes, although this one is probably even less close to being a kid's picture than his 3D Pixar smash Up from 2009. In fact, Mr. Doctor seems to have the market cornered on melancholy cartoons that speak more to the parents than their offspring. However, my 10-year-old loved Inside Out, so most little ones would likely enjoy it too. It's a look inside the mind of an 11-year-old girl named Riley and her turmoil upon a life-changing move with her parents from Minnesota to San Francisco. With incredible voice work from Amy Poehler, Phyllis Smith, Bill Hader, Lewis Black, and Mindy Kaling as the emotions in Riley's head, Inside Out has a clever script, impressive visuals, and a heart-tugging glimpse at the growth of our children. Don't miss it. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And as always, don't forget to read all of Mark's long-form reviews at his terrific website, reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. And as always, Mark will be back next week. Did you ever forget to charge your cell phone? So you leave the house and it's at 40%. Uh-oh. Day goes on, you're texting, you're watching stuff on YouTube, you're listening to some music, and it's down to 15%. And then 10. Uh-oh. And the red light comes on and you get that warning, whatever it is. And then you're down to 5 and your battery is critically low, so your phone tells you. And the phone gets a bit darker, 2%, and then all of a sudden the phone literally dies. Your umbilical cord to the world is gone. What do you do when you're desperate for a charge? You ever think about breaking and entering? Well, one guy in New Jersey did. Here we go. Man sneaks into New Jersey house, hides under bed for 3 days, mind you, to charge his phones, plural. A New Jersey man has been accused of sneaking into a Spotswood, New Jersey home, hiding under a bed for 3 days, and stealing electricity to charge his, get this, 4 cell phones. First of all, the guy has 4 cell phones. Do you have 4? I don't. How many people even have 2? So this guy's got 4. I guess he can't pay his electric bill because he's paying his phone bill, so he has to go somewhere else to charge it. I don't know. Let's find out. Jason Hubbard reportedly entered the home May 7th while the owner was taking out the trash. He crawled under the bed in a spare bedroom and began charging his phones in an outlet. The owner, Margaret Adamswitz, says she believes he did not have any food during that time, just water. All right, let's think of the obvious. He obviously wasn't very clean after those 3 days. He obviously didn't go to the bathroom for the... Where did that take place? In the middle of the night, did he sneak out from under the bed and try to find himself the bathroom? Or did, you know, because things don't just stop for 3 days, unless you have a medical issue. So, was this a messy time under the bed? I venture to wonder, and I venture to say yes. Anyway, the family finally became aware of Hubbard when they heard a noise 3 days later. You know, the Adamswitz family must be a little slow on the uptake if they didn't hear anything at all for 3 days. How do you stay that quiet as you're trying to stay under a bed? Was this guy completely still for 3 days? He was detained by the family's 28-year-old son while the police arrived. Adamswitz said Hubbard was an ex-boyfriend of her daughter. All right, here we go. So the guy already knew the layout of the house. So he knew what he was getting himself involved in. Maybe he realized the family was a bit, I don't know, unaware of certain things and he could get away with this. I haven't heard from him in 5 years, she told NJ.com, adding that Hubbard and her daughter did not end on good terms. Obviously good enough for him to think he could sneak into the house and charge 4 phones for 3 days. He didn't say why he came back. He just picked our house to hide in. He didn't have a home to live in, she said. Hubbard's age was not immediately known. He has been charged with burglary and theft of electricity, being held on $50,000 bail. He doesn't have a place to live, but he has 4 active phones. How much do you pay for your phone each month? See? Multiply that times 4. Can a homeless guy afford that? I would think not. Maybe these are the prepaid deals. I don't know. I'm just amazed. I really believe there's more to this story. He snuck in as they were taking out the garbage, and he was undetected for 3 days. Think about, can you even be undetected in your house for about an hour if you snuck back in before your family or whomever got home? Of course not. 4 phones? At the beginning of the segment, I talked about the stress of when your one phone is down to 5%. Think of the abject stress this poor thing was under. Imagine if he had 4 phones, 5% or less. It's nerve-wracking. Who can deal with that? Obviously, Jason Hubbard couldn't, so he decided, I'm going to take care of this, and I'm going to charge my phones. Wow. Stay with us. Coming up next, Christina Staffa will join me, and we will talk about foods, yes, that make you stink. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Here's a surprising way to get promoted. Take notes.
This tip comes from Libby Kane, writing for the Daily Muse. She asked leaders why they give promotions. One thing they noted was taking notes.
Most people don't do this, so their bosses end up having to repeat the same instructions all over. It's frustrating.
So stand out by taking notes. Then you can jog your memory when it's time to get started.
But there's also another benefit. You can see the idea because it's right in front of you, on your paper or computer screen.
If something's not clear, you can ask a question right then rather than coming back later.
So remember, your boss will take note of you taking notes. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Faith Green, Harrison with you. August in Europe is vacation time. Here in the States, it's any time during the summer months. But as we think green, how do you take a low-carbon vacation and still have fun? Well, it's not so difficult. It's actually cheaper and a nice kiss to the environment, too, especially with gas prices through the roof, affecting airfare and other modes of travel. When we consider the farther away we travel, the greater our carbon emissions. Example, planes crank out the most carbon emissions per person. Then come cars, then trains, and finally buses in the polluting category. So going by rail is the best bet these days, especially since Amtrak's been rehabbing their choo-choos over the past number of years. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call Invent Help. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.